Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. And with me, we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hi.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
I'm not last.
And Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening, everybody.
You know, so question of the day is going to be maybe kind of close to one we've done before, but we'll see how close. Is what is your what are your characters' favorite vacation spots?
Library. The forbidden section of the library he has access to.
I'm going to say that is not a valid answer.
You need
to
know. Why?
Because
it's his vacation.
Where does he go to relax?
The library.
No.
Where does he go to have fun?
The library.
I repeat, I'm not accepting that as an answer anymore. You need a new answer. No cop outs here.
Ready?
Yes, Natalie.
Disney World.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it tracks.
You asked a question before about something, and I gave an answer that was like something about Disney World that she went to Disney World. So it is in theme.
Yeah, the elephants, the jungle adventure,
the jungle cruise.
All right, so that's an acceptable answer.
Mm-hmm. The jungle cruise.
Yes. Art, you're next.
And
Japan is not a valid answer because you fucking lived there.
No, actually, I'm going to say Arizona and the Petrified Forest National Park.
That's dope. I like it. Why? Just because it's very cool.
It's really cool, okay. And it's away from water.
Away from water?
Well, Mom works with water all the time. Yeah, so, cool. You know, going to oceans and beaches and things like that is part of her job. So
like a deserts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Though that makes sense. She might actually be a fan of deserts that used to be for oceans. True. Which means it's work again. And mm-hmm. Like you can't go to the Sahara. Okay, so things like the Sahara. That's interesting. Okay, because it used to be an ocean. I just find that interesting. Like the fact that the Sahara used to be an ocean.
Well, the Petrified National Forest used to be a jungle.
Yeah, it's so cool. How did that happen?
Over time, with the weather changes?
I know, but like it just blows my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
I need a new answer from. Wait, no, hold on. Let's go to Rob. Mike.
Go to Rob. Yes.
Mike.
We'll just skip Mike.
Mike, what's up with you? What's Blastar's favorite vacation spot?
What's your vacation destination?
Technically, he really didn't go on many vacations because it was mostly work. You know, but I mean, El Combustion. His whole thing was, you know, I mean, he was always on duty, right?
No.
He does take vacations, but he generally didn't.
There's one spot. Well, okay, I guess this is me helping you fill in the world.
I have an idea of where he would have liked to go or gone at least a couple of times.
Okay.
And it probably would have been Mexico City because, you know, visiting the family back home.
Yeah. I was thinking he'd want to go to Spain.
I thought you were going to say space. He wants to go to space.
Another one, but...
And you spoke my answer. Space.
You've never been.
Exactly. I want to go there.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
To the moon. And beyond.
Well, you
maybe
have
we can enlist El Combustion to help him.
I got flight.
Yes.
Sometimes.
What's that? Triple knockback uppercut?
With the L knuckle
Mega
duster?
Mega scale.
Ow.
We'll get the gentleman to help, too.
Honestly, I thought you were going to shoot down that idea, so I actually have my real one.
So what's the real answer?
As some of the people, the active listeners might have figured out, my character is from Greece.
No shit.
Greek. But Greenland. He didn't have much of a childhood. He actually did want to go to Athens and see... Some of the old...
Seeds of knowledge.
Exactly.
That's a cool answer. I like it. All right, so everyone give an answer. I appreciate all of them. All right. Who wants to do the recap? Because...
I guess that should be me.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to let...
We're kind of in your art.
Because I'm the one with the harebrained idea that came true from the previous answer, and then we went to... From the... podcast before, but last one we actually I contacted my old person
handler,
handler from
point of contact.
Well, point of contact, yeah.
But it was the JSA, Japanese Super Agency, not that part, not the ISA,
because
that's
the
overarching. But the Japanese is like the regional one.
Yep. Kitsune which made Mike's character really happy.
Yeah, very much so.
The weeb is strong with that one.
Yeah.
So we got more information about Mr. Sanguine, who is actually is Dracula.
Like the one from Bram Stoker, like legit yep. Dracula.
And then we fought a villain called Spinebreaker, and
he didn't break anybody's spines.
He did kill one man.
One person, no, but that was a minion.
That was one of the minions.
And the guy got better.
He technically didn't
kill anyone.
He tried so hard.
Yeah, and got so far.
And in the end, it really didn't matter.
And then we went back to Riverside City, and I got scolded for not letting somebody know that I was leaving for a little bit. And then your apartment, Damon's apartment was
someone
broken into.
Someone tried to scry your
apartment.
And no one tried to break in. They just tried to scry it. Essentially, what they're going to figure out, what you're going to learn, is they figure, because you're going to get some time. Yes, Natalie?
What is scrying?
Looking at something from a distance.
Oh, okay.
Like
thank you.
Ball.
Using magic.
Think crystal ball, and you're good.
I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
You're fine.
But what they're going to figure out is they were looking for something in your apartment. So it's one of your personal possessions, like the ones that you've had forever, that they're looking for. I think you had a trinket.
He has a music box.
That has a secret. Also, remember, I did end up switching classes, so my...
Oh. His background is different now.
No, it's the same background.
Are you looking through your notes?
Yep. I have no trinkets listed, nor does... Okay.
I remember what it was.
Okay.
You going to tell us?
Yeah. It was a
knife. Wait, does he have to roll an investigation?
No. You'd have to go through your stuff and figure out what would be sentimental enough to you, but the problem is you probably don't have it written down. So, you know, we're going to jump right into it. you're kind of going through the stuff, because after they told you that, you're looking through, what could they be looking for? It's an item. Roll investigation.
My passive is 24.
I asked you to roll it, and I forgot to look up how passives
are. You got yelled at.
Son of a beach.
18 total, because I rolled a 4.
You've got it down to 3 things, it could be.
And we light them all on fire.
One is the knife your dad gave you it's the last gift you ever got from him. Well, before, you know, he appeared again.
Is non-detection a cleric spell?
I don't know. Then another one is a silk scarf, the only thing you have left of your mother. And it's like a white silk scarf that you managed to keep pristinely clean.
Well, yeah, or prestidigitation.
Or prestidigitation.
I have prestidigitation, so.
And then the last one is a signet ring of the order that you knew you weren't allowed to wear outside, but if you were inside, everyone would wear one. So you are sure it's one of those 3 things.
All right.
The only 3 things you own that you'd be like, if I was going to burn everything down and leave, those are the 3 things I'd take with me.
Guess what gets shoved in a lockbox?
I got a better idea.
Bottom of the lake.
Port Oceanus.
Oh. Except that they're important to him.
No.
But yeah, those are like...
Time to see who was fishing.
Is there a way to copy items so he technically still has them, but the actual ones are away?
Yeah, that wouldn't be the same item then.
You can't make a perfect copy.
Hey, Natalie.
Yeah.
Paul buys you a wedding ring. Yeah. Would you be okay with him finding another wedding ring a couple years down the line? Or would you prefer the one that he gave you?
If something has sentimental value, would you want to replace
it? It's sentimental value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Natalie.
Talk about it later.
Wrong choice, huh?
It was the first obvious thing I could think of.
Or
as he's sitting there playing with the ring on his finger.
Okay. Or the teddy bear you grew up with.
Yeah.
Versus a teddy bear that's the exact same. It looks like it's worn just through, but you know that, like, that's not the teddy bear I slept with.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Even if it looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like I don't get non-detection.
Oh, you can.
Is it a wizard spell?
I'd have to, yeah, it's a wizard spell and actually learn it versus cleric.
You change it over and boom, you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with those 3 items?
Is there a way to learn a particular third level spell and then learn how to make a spell permanent?
Non-detection?
Yep.
I have a solution. For starters, you get to go to your favorite place in the world.
The library.
Athens?
The library. Then again, talking to Tenzi might help, or, you know, talking to a high-level wizard who could teach you the spell.
You know a number of people who could help you with this. It's just a matter of figuring out who you want to ask the favor.
Or putting them in a place that's probably protected with non-detection already, like say...
Tenzi's office?
I was going to say someplace that's more of a home to you.
Home away from home?
Over the sanctum?
Sanctum Sanctorum, yeah.
I was going to talk to my father first, because I am already figuring out who's on the other end of the search. And I think he should be brought up to speed.
Yeah, he should probably be looped in on this.
All right, so we're going to flash forward. Let's say, like, your dad says he could meet you for, like, dinner that day. It's morning. He said, I'm busy for lunch, but I can meet you for dinner.
I'm going to tell you that I was going to do something in the morning.
Then that's cool. We'll do yours. He said, I can meet you for dinner. I couldn't meet you for lunch.
He's just going to stand outside in the sun like, I'm a vampire.
No.
Am I a vampire?
No, we pretty much clarified that I'm not, because apparently the cleric used his channel divinity to try and turn undead. You know, he made me a batch of holy water that I, like, drank or something.
Showered in.
Slightly metallic.
Yeah.
Tasting, but fine.
No, I would... the best opportunity, use one or two of my new ability to see if anybody in the sanctum is affected.
No one in the sanctum is affected. Grimoire is fine, so is Gwen and
the Boreal people.
And the Boreal people, none of them have been touched.
Portal, or whatever his name is.
Totally fine.
Okay.
And my father?
It was one of the things I just wanted to make sure before moving on.
And you do see that Damon's dad, or Deimos' dad, is currently working on some huge, like, combination of magic and tech. And you come and get close to me. It's like, I really would like if you backed off. I'm sorry. It's fairly delicate.
And you're known for being explosive.
That is true. I will take a few steps back, but I will watch. It's shiny.
You look at it looking at it more and more closely, and you're like,
I'm apparently smarter than I was yesterday at this time. So, you know.
Roll me Arcana, then roll me Tech.
Well, Tech is a plus two? Yeah.
Oh, you should probably be turning it the other way. Like, I don't know. Like, you know how when you're watching someone, you're like, they're like struggling, and it's like, maybe if you turn it the other way. And they're like, oh, I didn't notice that. Maybe that's going to happen.
Arcana, then Tech?
Yes.
Arcana, that is a 5 plus 6 for 11.
Okay.
And then Tech is a 16 plus 2 for 18.
So, the magic side, you have no fucking idea.
Still learning.
You're like, doesn't look like it does anything I could do. Tech-wise, you look at it, and you see... a couple similarities to Exkel's suit.
Okay. That's weird.
But it's not obvious. It's just like you see the a contour that looks like the finger grips you've seen on her on like the interior in the cockpit, you know?
Okay.
Stuff like that. It's really unobtrusive.
All right. So some kind of Magitek suit. Cool.
Yeah, and it looks huge. When you look at it, it looks like he might be building a frame around it. Like either to repair it or to put it together or something.
Okay. Interesting.
So yeah, you've checked everybody out there. No one there is afflicted.
That's good.
Which is what I'm going to call them. They're the afflicted. Because the touched just doesn't sound right.
At least they're not the fallen. That's another group.
Help, we're the fallen and we can't get up.
God damn it.
All right, so who else has something to do that morning? This is when you came back from... I'm
probably getting yelled at now.
By Gwen?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pissed off you didn't bring her with.
I didn't really have much of a chance to do anything.
You could have called me.
I It was a, we're going to Japan. Wait, what?
I'm eating dango, shut up. And she eats dango.
Yeah. I'm already booking the flight.
She's like,
it's a phone call away.
I'm not, like, no, I'm not going to abuse somebody else's powers or items or any of that. I've made that clear.
She says, but I want to go now. She's like, I'm calling the crab. I'm gonna text the crab. She texts you. She says,
"No, it would be we're at least in the party. We're probably first names, or at least you know.
Okay.
His name would be under crab at least, but you know she knows that she can use my name with.
But she them also because knows I'm public. She knows your real name because of. Does she know your real name? I know they I do.
Don't, they do.
So she's,
I would not have shared anyone's real name unless they were public like me.
In your contact, it's Mr. Krabs. It says Mr. Krabs.
No, it's the name that I put.
Oh, Crab Manuel?
Crab Manuel.
Crab Manuel. I would like to go to Japan and Weasel won't, and Blaster won't take me. Blaster says I have to wait. Can you get me there today? Please and thank you. Gwen. You just get that text in the morning. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
So, Natalie, what are you doing in the morning? Are you sparring with 9? That was an offer. Oh, no, you're going to school because it's Monday.
Yeah.
You're going to your classes at RSCA. You're a junior?
Senior.
She's 18.
Senior. So, yeah, you're a senior. You're in your chemistry class, and you know that it's Ms. Anton or Mrs. Anton, who's the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know that she's a former cowl. That's like public knowledge in the school, alchemistress.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she knows exactly
what she's doing.
What she's doing. She's like a phenomenal chemist. Roll me just a straight intelligence check.
Oh, Jesus.
If you have alchemy tools, you can add proficiency, but you don't.
That's funny.
I had alchemy tools at one point.
4 + 1 = 5. That sounds about right.
Yeah, you just can't.
Her head is on the table, and she's just like, I don't get it. No, not doing that. Just her head is just laying there. Oh, yeah,
with the 24 strength, that table don't stand a chance.
No, she's not hitting her head. She's not hitting her head. She's just resting it there. And she's just like, I will never understand this.
Yeah, you had chemistry last year, and you did okay. You know, it's advanced chemistry, and like, you're like, fucking kill me.
Oh, no, are you kidding me?
Just kill me.
She's retaking that class because she didn't do well that 5. Are you kidding me?
Would you have what intelligence?
A 12.
You passed regular chemistry.
All right.
Regular chemistry, yeah. They make sure you passed. Advanced chem, they don't play around anymore. Lots of math.
Mm.
I think it's established she's not good at math. She's good at history.
Yeah.
So, that's there, and you go to like they had heavy in like the computer programming class you didn't want to take, but they're like you need to fill this particular credit, so you take that, and you're like, roll me a tech check.
What's tech again?
Intelligence.
It's intelligence. And plus proficiency. And you are proficiency. You are proficient, I believe.
Yeah? Yeah, you are. So, mm-hmm.
So +5 to this roll?
Yeah.
Yep. 1 plus proficiency.
Plus 17 plus 5 is a number.
Yeah, you're like, see, this isn't math. This is just numbers.
Beep, boop, beep,
math
boop, beep,
math is just
boop.
Another language.
Okay, shut up.
And, yeah, but you're kind of just grooving. Like the teacher's really chill, and he's the head of the robotics team.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the girls think he's dreamy, even though he's like an older dude. It's a thing. Don't even question it. But he's got like the robot that comes alongside with him, whose name I've forgotten, and I'm sad that I forgot his name. I want to say it was Buddy.
I don't remember.
It's in the book.
Dude, it's been like a year since I read this.
I know, but the little robot is really chill. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really have good thumbs, so he just kind of carries people things.
Oh.
So it's a really fun class, and then it is noon, so you're free to go about your capely duties.
Mm-hmm.
Independent study.
You go to the independent study, and instead of that, you just walk out the front door, because you're like, I'm already licensed cape, I'm just going to go.
I was going to say, I feel like, well, those that are hidden identity. Maybe they go into a room and then they can just like blast out.
They have the independent study, which you know that you would have. They would have shown you where it was in case you wanted to go. You go up to you go to the floor you would normally go on to, and then there's a picture of a port. There's like a mural or with Professor Tenzi and some other people on it, and then you go up to it and it scans you and then lets you in through a door, which then pops you out into independent study, which is wherever the FSA wanted you to be that day. But you
for training.
Right, yeah.
But you're like, I'm a full cape, you just go out the front door.
Yeah.
You go out the door and just smack your wristband and, hey, look!
I look at the messages and I'm just like, where am I going?
I'm just imagining, for all your chemistry homework, you text or mental link in Damon to help you with your assignments.
Oh, I absolutely bring him the textbook and the homework, like, here.
I remember this.
Help me.
Help me.
This is good.
I hadn't seen this since I was 6 years old.
Oh, shut up.
I was like 10, you know.
Just trying to rub it in, exaggerate a little.
But, and then you get the text from 9 saying that, you know, are you ready for our spar today?
I run back to the apartment.
You just jump. Ride?
I ride, I jump, I do whatever the quickest.
We figured out.
Like, whichever the quickest is.
We figured out your jump speed is insane.
You jump 120 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yahoo! And then jump.
So, you don't need the motorcycle anymore.
No, I still want the motorcycle.
It goes 180, she goes 120.
Okay.
There is a speed difference, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, she's got instant acceleration and can jump off walls and shit. And the walls are tough enough to take you jumping off of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because of the special gray material they're made out of.
Yeah, that's the sand that's in the Barrens that no one really talks about.
I like to think that Barrens? 9...
Quarry. No, wait, that's the other city.
It's to the right. It's the whole section. Are you looking at the map?
Quarry.
No, the whole section. 9.
Okay, 9. Let me look it up.
Paul.
No, it's on the right side. It's listed.
I need to know about this man.
The
Barrens,
yeah.
It was the Barrens. Oh, cool.
What was it? I like to think that 9 sends that message. Literally 1 minute later, Luna's at the front door.
All right, so roll me 3d20 and add your attack to hit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm opening the door and she's already ready to go.
No, but she's like, okay, come in. She says, this is the place, and she points to, like, she looks at, like, she reinforced things so that you couldn't break it.
Wait, one more time. So, I'm rolling 3d20.
Correct. Roll them one at a time, and then we're going to compare numbers.
And then what am I adding?
Your proficiency, your strength, and your plus one to your weapon.
To hit with your weapon.
Oh, okay. With my 12, right?
Yep.
Yeah, plus 12.
Yeah.
All right.
7, 5, 7, 4, and 1.
That was 9.
Wow. I did not do well.
Okay, so should I go with lowest to highest?
No.
In order in which you rolled them.
A 9, a natural 20, and a 13. Okay. All plus 12.
So 21 beats her 17.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the first touch.
Yep.
Nat 20
beats my 2.
Yep.
So 2 plus 11 is 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a 21 total.
25 for her last.
Yeah,
you swamper.
Yeah, I mean, she's so much faster than you, but you're just so damn strong that whenever she stupidly thinks to block, you just blow through her block like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't.
Oh God!
Rob, I want her to like me, Rob. Jesus. I want her to like me. I don't want to kill her.
I get the feeling you're using practice weapons, at least, right?
But you wouldn't get the plus one.
No, it's they're equivalent practice weapons.
Yeah, so you're she goes to block and you just send her into the fucking wall. It's like, oh shit.
And then she looks at you and she says, you want to try one more time with powers? And she starts to glow.
And then Luna starts vibrating like, yes!
You know, you might be better off sparring with Crab Manuel.
I want her to like me, though. All
right. Same 3 dice.
All right, ready?
She gets advantage this time.
Correct.
Oh my God, you're not going to believe me. Okay, now you might believe me.
All right, so I've got a...
What's the first one, Natalie?
A natural 20.
Does it beat a 30?
Yes. Natural 20 plus 32.
32. Wow. What's your second one?
Another natural 20. That sounds like Paul's not going to believe me.
I watched you do it if I hadn't watched.
Yeah.
With my 28 look not looking this good.
And then the last one. The last one is a 6.
It's a 23. So she finally does land a blow. But she's
so, yeah. 23 versus 18. She's not doing so hot, but she finally gets that one swing.
Oh, my God. Like,
oh, I feel better.
She says...
Does she hit me?
It is shield. Like, you know, it's like the lightest touch. Like, and it's just a little zap. Like,
it's like static electricity.
Lightning comes off her practice sword and just touches you. Like,
mm-hmm.
Obviously she could have hit you. She didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but somehow I'm going full force.
Yeah,
she said
that.
You can. She said she could take it.
Yeah,
and she can.
I still think you should smite just to show her off.
No.
I want her to like me, not to kill her. To quote Natalie,
I want her to like me.
Critical.
Yeah, and she says that was a. You're much stronger than you were when I first met you.
Uh huh. Yeah, you're pretty cool too.
Thank you.
Would you like a tango, whatever the heck it's called? What is that called? What is your treat that's in my bag of holding thing?
Dango and mochi. Yeah. Dango and mochi.
I was told you only can have one of each.
That's correct.
Once a day.
I would like my dango and mochi per diem, please.
Okay. And then I take it out and I hand it to her.
She goes, excellent, and she goes and sits down like very primly on like her meditation rug and says,
mm-hmm.
Isn't this till technically the same day?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh,
next day.
After sleep.
After sleep.
After the long rest.
Correct.
That's the next day.
Once per long rest.
Got it.
She says, okay, you know, I know you have stuff to do today, mm-hmm. so let me know if you need something. And then she just sits down and she calmly eats her dango emoji because you're it within an eyeshot. With an eyesight, like... She waits till you look away, and if you go glance back, they're gone.
So she's like pretending to have composure, and yes. Then immediately.
The second you look away, mm-hmm. It's yelp, yum.
Thank you for sparring with me! And then Luna runs away. And then, you know, looks up where those guys are.
Alright. Art, you just got, or Samurai Crabs / Dylan just got a text from Gwen saying,
Rico.
Last Star / Rico.
No, she would. I mean, he's public, so.
Rico won't take me to Japan. Can you help us get there faster than me waiting till next week?
I'm going to text back Northern or Southern.
I want to go to Hokkaido. That's very Southern.
Yeah.
That's like the island, the littler island.
Uh huh. And then the next comment is, you know you're going to be dropped off in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah. Wait, no, I want to go to Tokyo, sorry. I've never been.
No.
I can't get you to Tokyo.
Why not?
Not where I go there.
Oh. How close can you get me to Tokyo?
That's a good question.
You don't have one that's close.
Oh, no,
in the middle of the fucking country. The north would be close, but it's still like a 3-hour Shinkansen ride.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to go.
Oh. Okay. I guess I'll just wait. And then Riko, she looks back and she says, you can make the plane arrangements now. He can't get us to Japan. Not where I want to go, at least.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can get as soon as possible.
Okay. You buy the plane tickets. I'll pay for the hotel. Okay.
Okay. Sounds like a deal.
I guess the question for the DM is when the concert comes around. Mm-hmm. I know I could get him into the backstage. Can I get her back there, too?
You could ask. You haven't asked.
I haven't asked yet. But
you have a phone call. You have a phone.
Yeah,
you
make the ringy I'll do a phone call. And
make it with a ring ring. But you don't realize it'd be like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I'll just text her.
Okay, yeah. Your text says, "Hey, I need another backstage pass for your show." We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I will tell you though, she is going to say, "Of course you can. I've got I've got 20 slots."
Yeah, I kind of figured, but
she says, "Oh, sorry." She says, "I've got 12 slots left, and the concert's in like a month."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back over to Damon.
So Damon is actually going to see if there's any non-detection fields already casted. If he can't figure out any areas that is he can figure out that is naturally protected from scrying.
Oh, your apartment was shielded, and that's why they didn't find it. It just was trying to pierce it.
Something was probing.
Essentially, okay. It was already permanency but non-detection on the whole fucking building. Basically, it's hollowed, but without being holy, just. It's the big overarching effect of this building is protected against scrying and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So you're about as safe as you could have been there. But the problem is they're still trying, and eventually they might succeed. Probably could be a while, but they could succeed. All right. But I think you were looking for your dad for dinner.
Yep.
And
lunch.
So that they can go over the... protection for these items.
I think
more of catching him up on recent events and
reverse tracing.
Reverse tracing.
Got it.
You're meeting with your you guys go on a normal patrol and it's just a normal patrol. There's nothing really special. You notice there's more and more power centers popping up. And yeah, that's basically it.
They're worse than Starbucks.
At a certain point, they are worse than Starbucks, and there's probably at least a little one every, like, 200 or 300 feet. Like,
hey.
And you're seeing them get used. Like, you don't usually see one without seeing somebody walk in or out of it. And some people come out looking very happy, others come out very sad, but all of them are, like, there's people going. There is traffic.
Wonderful.
Are there protesters?
Not really. There's, like, at the main care facility, there is one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, 50 people, maybe 100 people. In a city of 10 million, that's nothing. You know? Now, if someone says 10,000 people, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
1,000 people, that makes a difference. 50 to 100 people, that could be them protesting, them increasing the price of a McDouble, you know? Like, we had to. Prices, whatever. So you guys kind of separate. You're like good shift. You guys took like the noon to like 6 p.m. You know, mm-hmm. like a little 6-hour chunk. It isn't like a full shift but that's like the one you took. Or it's a shift. It's like because it's high intensity work while you're doing it. And then comes out dinner time, and we're gonna go back over to Damon and his dad. Where's your dad's favorite place to eat in Riverside City?
Well, he's still new to Riverside City because he only recently came back to it, so we've been trying different places.
Okay, so do you want me to...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
No, it's a Monday?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
We didn't want to go to the pot sticker or whatever.
No, I was going to say that I could offer up my reservation at that one place.
That would be...
But that's usually Thursdays.
It is. You can't get in otherwise.
Yeah. You don't want to go take your chance.
Would you?
Not with my father. Recently coming back from the dead.
What would be like the
quintessential?
Would you want to go somewhere that's busy that you won't be overheard, or somewhere that's not really busy where there's likely not anyone to hear you anyway?
Honestly, my thought was I was just gonna bring food to the sanctuary.
No, he wanted to come back to Riverside City. He wants to get out.
Is there a place that does, like, traditional Greek food?
Oh, absolutely.
Not, like, fast food, like, you know.
Or, like, a diner.
No, there's, like,
a
actual
fancy...
There's, like, there's a tapas place that does, like, traditional Greek dishes. And it's, like, all done in, like, private dining rooms.
That'll work.
I actually went to one of those when I was in California for training. That was kind of cool. But yeah, so you go to this little tapas place, and where would it be? Oh, I want it to be somewhere that's, like, unusual. It's right on the edge of the Gold Coast, between the Gold Coast and Midtown, and it almost, you know, it has to be grandfathered in to be allowed to be there. And it's like right next to a Stromboli's, and Stromboli's allowed to be there because he's a cape. You know, he can have stuff there. But this one, this building, it looks like it hasn't been updated in 50 years. Probably before the Gold Coast even was established, and that's why it's allowed to exist. And you go inside, and it's immaculate. It's just, yeah, everything is perfect. It's all very, there's like Greek writing on the walls. You can ask for, the menus are either, they have a Greek menu, an English menu, like, it's very...
Doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, Damon, I don't see a difference.
You still see it. You can see a difference. Oh, yeah. Because he naturally reads and speaks Greek. And you guys both get the Greek menu, I assume, and you come back. And it's all, like, the foods you would have grown up with if you'd grown up in regular Greece and you weren't in, like, a fucking convent of combat.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad's like, oh, I want these, I want this, I want that. And I don't know nearly enough traditional Greek foods to do this, but it's very, and it's all delicious. And it comes by, and there's like a thing on the table. It's like a button you tap. It's like, bring more plates or stop bringing plates. And you guys get like 5 or 6 plates each because it's little servings. And you turn it off, and you know that at any time you can turn it back on and get more food. They just charge your card for whatever you ate. And you pay in the middle of the table. It's not like you have to call a waiter or something like that. But so your dad says, okay, well, I'm glad you invited me out to dinner. This was delicious. But why did you call me?
So I would have thought I mentioned over the phone, but...
You didn't, very carefully.
Yep. General idea of the story is somebody's trying to scry some of our old stuff, my old stuff.
Okay. It's a little unusual. I'm
assuming it's somebody from our family is looking for me.
So you think that someone from our past is trying to scry you?
Correct.
Okay.
It's either the dagger you gave me, the scarf from Mom, or the signet ring.
And the signet ring there's enough of them that it would be useless to scry. They weren't personalized at all. Unless you marked yours in some way.
No.
So you can forget that. But
you can rule that one out.
Yeah.
Don't forget it because it's important to them.
Correct. Yeah, but you can rule that out. But the other two, he says, I can see the scarf in my mind, but I don't remember if it's embroidered at all. Or is it just a plain silk scarf?
Question for Paul. Am I allowed to make this up, or...?
Yes, I'm literally asking you to flavor it right now.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out is, are you asking me to remember our previous conversation,
I already know the answer to the question. I'm asking you to fill in the blanks.
Got it. It is embroidered.
Okay. And is it embroidered with initials, or was it a flower pattern?
It was ethereal symbol.
That's pretty unique. There's a good chance that could be it. And then, I don't know if the dagger I gave you was unusually ornate for what I would have usually given you.
Mm-hmm.
It had the family crest as well as your initials on the cross guard.
And a blade made of obsidian.
Do you take that with you ever? Or does it stay home?
I leave all three items at home always.
Okay.
The area is non-detection.
That's good. That's hard to find in an apartment.
I offered you a spot there.
Oh, by the way, you realized that after that one night, you could go back to your other room. They didn't actually break through the ward. So you're like, you take the one box back, and the three movers like, son of a bitch, move it all back. Like, they hadn't even moved the rest of your shit out yet, you know? Mm-hmm. He says, okay, so it's one of those two items. If you want, I can do a ritual and try and reverse trace them. The thing is, there's almost 100% chance that they will know it's being done.
Well,
and there's not a way to get around that. I'm not good enough at it to do that. Now, if you could find a diviner, that's a whole different animal. I'm not.
Yes, Mike?
He's smart enough to think about this. With my new knowledge of the arcane and my metamagic abilities applied to a ritual, would that help?
Oh la la.
He's smart enough to know this and know that I can fuck with my magic would my subtle and careful meta magics be able to...
You give him advantage on the roll for sure.
To hide the...
You give him advantage on the roll.
I like this idea.
So you can have inspiration for having a good idea. So do you bring that up to him?
Yeah.
He says, I've worked with sorcerers before. I'm sorry. He says, I've worked with untamed magic before. So, I know how to harness it.
Yep. It's not wild magic.
He's not that untamed.
I am not a wild magic sorcerer.
Yet.
Thank you.
Yet.
That was never an option.
It's a terrible option.
Unless you're a halfling.
Unless you're a halfling. Actually, I would do the rule where it keeps going up. You don't get a one. Now it's a one and two. That's like one of those popular house rules out there. So, because some people said, I played an entire campaign and never triggered it.
And then if it does trigger, it resets.
Yeah. Not saying anybody should do that, but that is a thing. But yeah, so... he says, yeah, I mean, just let me know when we can do this, and I'd probably need, like, a half hour to get the materials together, but it should be fine other than that.
Yeah, we just finished up with that patrolling before we met up, so I think he's still nearby. Hey, Blastar, are we still in the mental network?
I mean, I would have started it before...
We went on
patrol, and it's 8 hours. So.
I wanted you to be like, beep, the person that you were trying to contact is not available.
It's Cece's voice.
The person you were trying to contact is not available.
The person you were trying to reach is no longer in service.
Oh. What did you do to him, Cece?
I like to imagine that Cece is your receptionist on the call, and she knows you're busy. Blast Tower is in me or something right now. What do you need?
I need his help with something. Okay. How often do I actually say this?
Okay.
Those words.
Blaster, you should pay attention now.
Okay. What's up?
I need to borrow your untamed magic.
Is this going to end with me laughing maniacally, or is this going to be like a focusing thing?
Both.
Ooh, you have my attention. Good. Where am I going?
Crazy.
Oh. Late on that one. Where do you need me?
The Sanctum Sanctorum.
Oh, the cool. Sanctum. I was about to go there.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, volume went dead.
Going into a different dimension does that. Pocket dimension.
No, yeah. I just wanted Blaster to just make that noise. Beep, beep.
No, and you guys all feel the mind that like fade as he went through the portal to the portal next to in his bedroom. Just I like to mention it's just in his closet. He just walks through.
Eh? No, she set it up outside, so it's like in part of the yard that we don't
use. Ah, you're right. Yeah, safety reasons.
Yeah,
but yeah. So you pop through and you're like, hey Gwen, and you're like, they need me for magic stuff, and she's like, that's totally fine. I'm working on this.
I love magic stuff.
She's like, let me know if it's something neat.
I'll let you know when I know as I set up the new. Network. Just you know, the three of us.
Grimoire says I'm not in.
That wasn't what I was talking
about. Oh, CC.
Yeah.
So you guys, the Damon and his dad come through, and I think you guys go towards one of the, it was a classroom, and there's a big old ritual circle in the center of it. You know, okay, come over here, guys, and then He sets out a bunch of like reagents, and he's like, "This is what we're gonna do." And he
some of this is actually familiar to
a
me.
A bunch
now.
Of like magical rigmarole that I'm not gonna explain.
I will let Gwen, Maester Morton and Mortero also in on it if they're interested.
They said your dad's the best we have at this. Our diviners were all systematically killed off.
Yep,
it's too useful. You know that you've got a portal mage, you've got like someone who controls like the way things are created, like a conjuration mage, and then your dad's is a straight up war mage, like tough as piss to kill, just won't fucking die.
The only thing going through my head right now is Joe Cat,
huh?
Crap guide to D&D.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wizard video.
Yeah.
Takes classical music and just applies it. You know, applies new lyrics about wizards and the different schools. I'll play it for you after maybe you know, okay. break.
All right. So my brain decided to not
magical work. Random.
Oh yeah, random bullshit magical stuff, and then he comes down to it, and he says, "All right, it's time for magic. It's time to actually perform the ritual."
What do you need me to do?
I need you to stand here, and then I need you to channel that essence of being sneaky and being careful.
All right.
And subtle.
Well, let's see. We can do subtle, empowered, quickened,
basically
careful, and twinned.
He wants you to take.
Subtle and careful,
and one in each hand, and hold them up. Like,
all right.
And he's gonna have you stand like off to this, like in the middle of the actual ritual circle.
All right.
It's got 50. It's like a 10-foot radius ritual. It's a big fucking circle. All that's coated in different salts and unguents and shit like that. You know, it is done up. And you can roll me Arcana if you'd like. Both of you can.
Oh.
19 plus 6 for 25.
Hey, you might beat me.
That's entirely possible.
Hey, you beat me. 14 plus 6 is 20.
So you rolled a 6 plus 14, is that 20? Yeah. So, Weasel / Blastar / Rico.
Yes.
You're going to see that this is essentially, he is upcasting a scry to 9th level.
Okay.
He has 9th level magic.
No, he doesn't.
It's a ritual.
He's ritually bumping it, and he's obviously going to pay a cost to do it.
Sir, this seems hazardous. Are you certain?
He says, if it is who I think it is, it'll be worth the cost.
Should I have the other members of my team on standby?
Not unless it goes incredibly poorly.
Okay.
So good. Probably.
Knowing, working with him, yeah, so, oh shit button?
You get the I fucked up call, but it, like, centered is nowhere.
This usually doesn't happen. I'm not involved in this.
I'm going, where do you want to meet so we can figure out how to get there?
Say this, and it's
where you would know, be the, like the common place that we would meet.
You just,
well,
just
they give you the phrase.
You just say the words.
Oh,
the magic words.
The magic words.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did really you guys give me the magic words?
It's a really powerful spell that just rips you in.
Okay.
Please and thank you.
What's the magic words?
Peace and carrots.
Yeah, I call him and I say, you say. This?
You have a recording of it on your phone.
I have
phone
a recording
you,
of it?
That you play it and then you try to repeat it as best you can.
This is hard.
Roll performance.
Oh, shit.
See how long it takes.
I think of Bender in time.
Oh, see how long it I sent him the voice memo of that, of me trying to figure out how to say it. You said performance?
Yeah.
Let's see how bad that is. Oh, plus 3. That should be fine.
2?
13 plus 3 is 16.
The DC was 15, so yeah, you're fine.
Oh, really? Get it, like, in 3 tries?
You get, yeah, you're only one above, so I was going to do minus 5. So it takes you 4 tries. You're like, that's a new record.
I did it!
As you're getting pulled out of reality.
God.
I got it!
Oh, and then I arrive and I'm just holding myself. I'm like, oh, God, it hurts so much.
Roll the first roll performance.
Oh, I think you made it.
14.
Oh no, negative charisma.
Oh, it's performance charisma based.
Yeah.
So 13.
It takes you like 12 tries, but eventually you do get it.
And this is why we have.
Why do they have to make it so complicated?
It makes my stomach hurt so much.
Yes, it's difficult so that nobody else can get in. It's a passcode.
And you were not supposed to record a voice memo, but you did.
Delete that off of your phone. You need to delete that off your phone. I don't want them to yell at me.
No, it's on your phone.
It is on my phone, I know, but I'm telling him to delete that message I sent of it.
So you're going to keep yours.
I'm going to keep mine. Of course I'm going to keep mine. I always mess it up.
Okay. Apparently he messed up 12 times.
He did.
He didn't tell us that.
He says, I could just teleport there my fucking self at some point, you know?
All right, I already know what it looks
now
like.
That, now that he's here, he can see
cross,
the teleport circle.
Planes? I didn't think so.
No, but he can see the circle.
Exactly. That lets him get around it. He just goes circle. Noted.
And there you go. Now you can get here anytime you want.
Okay.
And it takes 10 minutes, but he can get here.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll add it to my list.
Mm-hmm. So, you guys come into this room, and this room is probably 50 feet on a side. It's not enormous, but it's a big room.
There's a bunch of desks and chairs, whatever, like piled in the corner.
Yeah.
Try not to touch too much stuff. This is a lot of magic stuff.
And basically, so
you've been here before.
I have been here before. I know not to touch this stuff.
There's the same thing's a
Your dad's Meister Martum, right? Or
no?
What's his name?
Merrick.
Just Merrick.
Merrick Kittis. He never Kittis, and he never actually had a.
He's not a cape.
Okay, he says, "Hey guys, I'm Merrick." He says, "I'm Damon's dad." You all know that.
Meanwhile, I'm still sitting there channeling the magic into both hands. Right?
Oh, I'm Damon's dad. Yes, yes.
What's he doing?
Being very helpful. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you hit the ocean button?
I didn't hit it.
I know you didn't, because
Cece didn't hit it.
It's just in case this goes wrong.
Okay, all right.
We still have something else that we got to do today. We got to revive some people.
Wait, I had plenty of time earlier.
Yeah, I did that earlier.
Okay.
That was like before we went on patrol.
After a long rest.
And Tamara is basically giving them the 411 of what happened that day, and she's expecting you back for dinner.
Okay.
After this.
Exactly. She said 7 o'clock works.
Wait. Dinner with my dad was at 6 o'clock.
Yes. You
went straight from there to the sanctum.
Exactly. In half an hour. You have to be at dinner in half an hour. You're like, shit.
Hey, it's like you can almost teleport there.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this a bit of fun here. I'm going to have everyone at the table.
Oh, geez.
Roll a d20.
Mm-hmm.
How many sorcery points am I spending for this, by the way?
What does it cost to do subtle? One?
Oh, subtle is one.
What's careful?
Yes. Careful is also one.
Two. So. Spending two sorcery points.
Interesting. I thought it was like per level of a spell or something.
Twin and quicken are the two expensive ones. And then heighten is three.
Okay.
Most of them are one.
I would say it probably costs more than that because it's a ritual and it's just channeling.
Let's say so five total then.
Yeah, I can do that.
If he wants to burn it, sorcery points more than what he's asked. Yeah,
no, that's totally fair. I was gonna have him make a roll, but now five sorcery points will cut that off.
Gotcha.
All right, so I need everyone to roll a d20, and Rob, you're gonna be rolling for yourself. Mike, you're gonna roll for yourself.
Of course.
You're both rolling Arcana. Natalie, you're going to roll for Dad, mm-hmm. Merrick.
Mm-hmm. What am I adding?
You're adding 11.
Okay.
And Art, you're going to roll a d12. I'm having you be the hand of fate in this one.
So just add our Arcana.
Correct.
Are we rolling with advantage, or
because of you providing the sorcery points? It's
super advantage.
No, it is a total roll, and you're all working together on it.
Okay.
And you're because of you, you're not having to roll at disadvantage.
Oh, fun!
You negated disadvantage, and also you can you have your sorcery point thing. You can spend a sorcery point to roll add a plus, don't you? It's in the optional features.
I got nothing on that, then. I don't know.
I has my number.
I cast Guidance.
That's fine. You can only put it on one person.
But we're all totally up anyways, so it doesn't matter.
We're totaling everything anyways. I'm looking for that sorcery.
Do it. Yes. Oh my god. That has to be good. Paul, I have my number.
Hold on, give me just a second.
I don't have mine because I didn't roll because of the. I'm trying to figure this out.
Oh, okay,
so fifth level magical guidance. You can tap into your inner wellspring of magic to try to conjure a success from a failure. Whenever you make an ability check that fails, you can spend one sorcery point to re-roll the d20. You must use a new roll,
exactly.
Potentially turning a failure into a success.
That's one sorcery point.
You might not have activated the
optional features.
Yeah. I am activating all of them now.
That's what I do.
You get extra spells
on your list too.
You can know.
Oh, that means I'm going to have to look through all of that, ain't I?
Correct.
You get transmute spell, seeking spell from Mad Magics.
Yeah, they're cool. Transmute lets you change the element
for
and seeking for, like, lets you spend a sorcery point to rip
make a miss a hit,
turn a miss into a hit. Yeah. He's like, these things I would have used. Okay, but I need everybody's numbers.
9 plus 11 is 20.
Nice.
What's the total we're going for?
I didn't tell you.
Do better than me.
12 and a 2 for the dice. Plus my 14 for 28.
Okay.
11 plus 6 for 17.
That's 65.
And Art rolled a 12.
I rolled a 12.
All right, so that was the best roll he could have had for you, because my number was 12.
I knew it.
So you guys, you have a very opportune scry. And because it was so good, and the DC was 60, and there was a bonus at 65.
Oh.
And do we hit the 65?
We hit that.
68.
Okay.
Oh.
So yeah, so you get the reverse scry going, and you see your everyone's eyes light up. The ones who are cast using magic. Merrick, Damon, and Blastar, all their eyes just, wah, and they actually are standing, and you guys move to kind of form like a lopsided triangle, and between you guys forms a astral projection, hologram, basically, but made it with magic, of someone you are very, very familiar with. And it's not who you think it is.
Oh.
It's not your sister.
I'm already guessing it's my mother.
Oh, that would be so much better than what I had. Do I want to make it your mom and have everyone have mommy issues?
I don't have mommy issues.
Well, from the backstory, she sacrificed herself to
she's
let
dead.
Us...
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah.
That's
why I'm like...
No.
He already brought one person back to life.
No. It is your father's magic teacher. Like, one of the oldest members of your clan left alive.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see to her side is your sister. And they're actually standing in a room very like the one you're in now. Like, looking like they're preparing to do it again.
We have non-detection up on this place, yeah? Yeah.
Oh, it's... Yeah, there's no way to get through these wards.
Luna quietly deletes the password to get into the Sanctum Sanctorum. Quietly.
So apparently I speak Primordial, and I didn't know that until, like, you know...
It's part of Orin.
It's part of the Storm Sorcerer, but, like, I've just been like, okay, I'm ignoring the entire conversation in Primordial.
You guys were doing that, like, touching moment, and I look over at Mike, and he just has his face up.
Yeah, I saw that when I was looking for your character sheet the other day.
And so, like, it's okay, because that's when I realized... My character can speak fucking Latin, and this whole time I've been gaslighting you into thinking I wouldn't speak it.
And he was doing that with you with Primordial.
There we go. One of these days, both of us are just gonna go start speaking in the language. The others could be like, wait a minute, now you're talking like them.
Or you subtly, over time, picked up the words we've been saying.
Yeah.
And you can just roleplay as that.
Alright, so, and you recognize the place it is. And it's not where you would think.
Is it in Riverside City?
It is.
I already figured that out. So it was where it was.
It's on the moon.
But where do you think it is in Riverside City? I'm curious. Mike has a better shot at this answer than anybody else at the table.
Definitely not on campus.
Correct.
And not in the arcology.
Actually, roll me a history check for you to know where this is. Your dad, there's no way he gets it.
You, 29 total.
And you'll get an advantage because you live in Riverside City. You're not a Riverside City native, so you're going to roll.
29 total for history.
Do they get a roll?
Could I roll?
Absolutely.
I have history.
Yeah, everyone here can roll. If you live in Riverside City your whole life, you get to roll with advantage.
I get to roll with advantage.
And disadvantage if you don't.
I grew up in Riverside City.
All right. History is a +2 with a 15 on the higher die. So okay. 17.
And what's your disadvantage roll, Damon?
My other die was a 3 now. So it's only a 17.
Oh, and disadvantage.
Hey, we got a 17.
If we don't live here? Or just standard? Disadvantage if we
disadvantage
don't?
If you don't live, if you haven't lived here at all.
14.
My guess is the Barons, though.
14 plus 5 for number 19.
The only person here who gets it?
11 plus 5 for 16.
The only person here who gets it is Bright Force.
Oh, we're off by 2 points.
Uh-huh. I had the DC was 18. You're up by 1 point.
If I wasn't at disadvantage, I would have had it.
You.
I would have smothered it.
I would like to think that she's in the corner and she's just like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It's that teen girl knowledge.
I'm going to roll that into it now. So you know that there, so your brain kind of flashes back to...
My brain just starts, like, sparking.
No, so your brain flashes back to a YouTube series you saw.
Oh, fucking God.
About people who are exploring haunted sites in Arisen City. Mm-hmm.
This needs to change to not...
I was going to say the asylum.
Not teen girl knowledge, it's but like rather to Natalie knowledge.
Teen girls like haunted shit.
Do they?
Some of
them. I don't know. I do.
We're changing teen girl knowledge to meta knowledge.
Crypto
knowledge.
Crypto knowledge.
So, and they talked about the old asylum out in the forest.
Uh-huh.
That, like, it was not a forest. It was just, it was like up against the crater wall. They were going to build stuff around it. And then something happened at the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went from being part of the crater wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being built right next to the crater wall to being built into a giant fucking forest on a hill, like, out of nowhere. And how they're convinced it was ghosts that did it, or they're like, it wasn't a cape, it wasn't a super, it was a ghost. But there's the old asylum in there. It is in the middle of, it's in the middle of, like, there are literal forests for miles around.
What do those people call themselves that break into places ghost that hunters? Are... No, they're not ghost hunters. It's people that will break into abandoned places, and they'll say, like, but we're, like, oh, it's urban. This is obviously, like, an urban explorers, like, type.
None of them ever come back.
Oh.
Like, it has eaten people. People just don't come out.
Lost tapes. It's like lost tapes.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
But you know for a fact that that's what that is. Because you saw like, the symbol for the asylum
mm-hmm.
on the wall. And it's like, you know, rivers. It's like a tranquil river with asylum underneath it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Tranquil River Asylum. Fuck it.
Graffitied outside.
God damn it. No, it's the actual,
I gotta write
logo.
I gotta write that.
No, I know, but, like... I'm assuming, like, the outside would be, like,
at
graffiti.
At least you didn't say Riverside City Asylum.
RSA again?
RSCA again.
And then Luna's just in the corner pointing. She's just like, wait a minute.
Hey, can you go back? Rewind!
Can you guys rewind and then enhance that? Because I'm pretty sure I recognize that. As you guys are doing your chanting thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure the three of us are relatively unresponsive.
Oh.
We're focused on the magic, right?
You like try to, like,
technically move your, we see it, but we don't.
You try to move your hand and you feel the magic start to slip and you're like, oh, okay. I keep going. Uh-huh. And you're just like, that's the Gentle River Asylum, like, northwestern section of the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
You, there's no doubt in your mind.
Yeah.
And you guys start to feel the magic slip and your dad's Merrick says, all of us at once, or they'll find, or they'll get you the feedback. And three,
I do the count mentally.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1,
drop.
And I need everyone to make me a whatever your casting stat is. Save.
Oh, not me.
Casting stat save.
Correct.
Natalie. But do we get her bonus?
Yeah, she's within 10 feet of you. Natalie,
I kinda want this to be this.
I need you to roll me a d20 plus 11.
11.
Yeah. I need totals, please.
Oh.
Yep.
8 plus 11 is 19.
8 plus 9 for 17.
10 plus 20
DC
is...
DC was 15. You're all good.
God.
I rolled a natural 20.
Okay. Always do the die roll first.
I thought you said plus 20. I was just like, oh my God. Of course
that's
his,
special.
Of course this is plus 20.
I'm not even proficient in my casting stat resistance.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, because what's your history check again?
14.
Yeah.
I really want to do con checks, because...
I'm better at con checks.
I'm expertised in con. So, 15. Let's rock con saves. Let's rock.
Yeah, so you guys are very much so in the Like you sever it cleanly.
Good.
And you know that where you are, they're not going to be scrying you. There's no way. Do you have the dagger and the thing with you, or do you leave those back in your apartment?
If we went directly from dinner to here,
it was directly.
Then they'd still be in the apartment.
Okay.
Because I would not be carrying the stuff for them to be able to scry me without being able to protect
it. Oh, and could, yes.
Could he put it in Bob?
Would it be protected
Would it be protected in Bob?
It's a different plane of existence. It's
no more protected than where they are now.
Okay.
But it would allow him to transport them here.
Yeah, yeah, that would be a safe way to get it here, yes.
Or I just pick them up and say the passphrase and come here.
True.
Exactly. So, your dad says, I have no idea where that is, and then you say where it is.
Like, I do! I know where it is! I know exactly where it is! Where is it? It's the asylum in the forest. The one there no one escapes and they always die, and it's really sad.
Okay, you know how many asylums there are in the United States?
It's in the forest here, it's in Riverside City, come on now. And then she does like a hair flip.
I thought you were the smart one.
God, I thought you were smart. So glad you're helping with chemistry, God.
Hair flip. Didn't you have like the really?
Oh yeah,
short
she
hair?
Does. She does have.
You
short
go to
hair
do
now,
that and like
she
does. Nothing.
She tries to do it,
but her hair's grown. It's
oh,
three
it has
months.
Grown a little bit months. In 3 months, right?
Yeah, I guess it would have.
It's like 3 or 4 inches. Like depending on some girls' hairs grow like 2 or 3 inches a month. You know?
I feel like her hair grows fast, so she does have like a small bob now. She just does a little hair flip. She's like, oh, whatever.
So, but that's what you know about the. But you know that this helmet was massive. It was probably like half a mile on a side. It was huge,
mm-hmm.
And it was used to. It was where they'd send the criminally insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Does the guy look familiar?
The guy. There's two females.
Okay, whatever. Does the person look familiar?
Yeah. That's our old master. Spell teacher, at least.
Yeah, you didn't spend much time with her.
Good, bad, neutral.
Very skilled.
Very skilled. And
no morals.
Everyone from my past, that side of it at least, has been corrupted. They're all evil.
You know, she had no morals to start with. She was willing to do medical experimentation on shit. Like, she tried to, like, capture people. Like, she had no... There's a good chance she was part of the charge, you know, to join the other side.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, okay. Who wants to raid an asylum?
That's the asylum that no one walks out of. To be fair, just throwing that one out there. I heard that there's ghosts. There could be Bigfoot, the Mothman.
I thought they broke that ship.
The Mothman.
No, they broke that statue.
So Wendigos.
The ship with the Mothman.
Yes.
Luna just starts rattling off cryptos. She's just like,
you're off point.
Cryptids. She's just,
you're off point. Luna.
Wendigos.
Luna.
Werewolves.
I will, when we get home, I'll get you your tinfoil cap. But knowing where they are now would be the best opportunity. What's up?
Yeah, you want to go to the haunted asylum that nobody escapes of.
Mm-hmm.
Now? While it's getting dark?
Quote, no time like the present.
No time like the present.
But
not like we got any plans, right?
I'd much rather do this during the day.
We don't know if they'll be there during the... Yeah, if they stay there any longer.
No, but we have somebody who's really good at figuring things out and might be able to know where they went. Investigation.
Passive of 24, I know.
Whatever.
Just saying.
But if magic's involved, it's much harder to
investigate. I also have a dinner date.
Oh, why didn't you say so? What, aren't we invited?
Sure.
Oh, no, you're fine. I just ate. No, that's Rob being an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damon has more tact than Rob.
Debatable.
Wait, what's his charisma?
Exactly.
Paul?
It'd be more fun just to send him to detention.
Good luck. Has Luna
ever tried to go there?
Not if you think you're going somewhere
there
else.
There was a dare like that she almost fell for.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's never been there. She got to within like a mile of it, and then the trees start to like look all twisted and withered,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of chickened out. Oh no, she's really brave.
Yeah,
you probably got to like up to the front door.
Yeah,
but you then didn't.
I saw something.
Yeah, you saw something move inside, and it freaked you the freak out, and you ran. And Allison, who was back by the tree line, was like, "We gotta go."
I like to think she at least grabbed a souvenir, so there's something in her, you know, her things.
In the room that doesn't exist anymore? Because I got blown up by, Boom Saint?
Yeah.
It's like pictures of, like, glowing eyes. That's all that she was able to get, or?
You got, like, an old handicap parking sign. Or some shit, you know, from the front of the building, you just managed to grab
the doorknob.
No, all like the parking lots are completely grown over. It looks like a fucking field around it, like
right.
Withered ass grass.
I get that,
but there would still be a sign.
I would assume. Like a a post in the ground with a placard on it, or you know,
please don't loiter here. Probably that sign.
So my question is, are you trying to phrase this so that we have a teleport option directly in there because we have something associated with it?
I brought this up.
Not going for that, but hey.
All right, so. Sounds like we're going to do this after dinner.
Well.
I have the daylight spell. We're not. At will.
Okay.
They'll see us coming, though.
Still think it's a bad idea. I'm just voicing my opinion here.
Oh, it's definitely a trap.
Yeah.
No!
What?
Really?
What?
But for once, I have the jump on them.
How?
That is the first time he's ever had the jump on them. Like,
yeah,
fucking ever.
Okay. I will head back to my apartment. I'll meet you guys.
Wait, I thought we were promised that we could join the dinner date. I thought that's what the plan was.
You're more than welcome to. I'm just going back to my apartment. She's a little needy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
You can join Gwen and I for dinner.
Oh, and I'm going to look at Gwen and say, hey, Gwen, I'll make it up to you.
You know that she texted him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, you'll enjoy it too. Mm-hmm. You're just gonna be working.
Yeah? Okay.
Working security, probably.
Yeah. Mike understands, Rico does not. He's still getting used to the new, expanded neural pathways. He's not used to being this smart.
I show you my chemistry homework. Do you get it? Do you understand?
Yes.
Somehow I understand chemistry.
No, I was just lazy.
Oh.
I understand it.
Oh.
Particularly, that is the exothermic reaction. That's the basis of our powers.
Boom. She's like, Paul's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I'm ready. I have, if you guys go this way, I got this shit prepared.
All right.
Well, boy. I'm assuming that we all... Boy.
We gonna die?
Is
this going where I think it's going?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, I'm going to head back to the apartment.
Yeah, you go back to the apartment, and she has scoured, like, DoorDash for, like, the most exotic things she could think of.
Yeah, so very...
They're exotic to her.
I was just going to say.
And
what did she find?
And it is...
Oh, my gosh. She ordered the hot pot. The experimental hot pot because she saw it was on his phone.
Oh, That's way better. Than I was going to just order a Kate burger because.
No, that's so wonderful. Different. It's like recent orders. Is that?
Yes. Okay. So this is the hot pot. She did order the. She called the hot pot place.
It's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. I'm immune to the poison condition now. At least.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's 24.
Oh.
That's like
at disadvantage. Nice.
Yeah. It's plus 15 at disadvantage. You know. It's like,
yeah.
Come on.
You're welcome.
That stroke of genius. You know, like it's.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
Are that, you? That line between genius and insanity.
Right there. yeah. It's done with like. Oh, he uses uni, but like not. But instead of, you know, you're not supposed to cook uni, like very very little. But he cooks the piss out of it. He actually ends up deep frying uni with like. Squid with a squid ink sauce and like a fish roe, and it is fucking delectable. You're like, okay, it shouldn't work,
but it does.
She's like, yeah. She says, I saw you ordered it one time that you call them a lot, so I figured I'd call and see what they had. And I had to try it. She says, this is more familiar than you think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I just have to warn you. Mondays can be temperamental there. Any other day of the week is just fine. Mondays, the chef is a little...
off?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an inspired one.
Yeah, you could probably say that.
That's what we used to call them. The people who have, like, geniuses or prodigies, but they were only some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
but it's a really, really nice dinner, and you guys, you kind of just talk about life, and I'll give you some things you glean from her, the little bit she gives you of Atlantis. It was idyllic, but there was a really strong military presence all the time. Like, all the time. Like, those defensive chosen were everywhere. And because even in her time, she was in, like, the tail end of, like, her whole life was basically they were prepping for war. Even if they didn't know it. And they kept talking about how wonderful Atlantis was and how it was gonna teach the world about magic again. And then...
just like a military dictatorship.
Exactly. You figured out it was very authoritarian. To the point of where she says, and then when the council leader declared martial law and called himself a dictator, my father knew it was time to go. No, I'm sorry. KK's father knew it was time to go to send us.
Oh. Okay.
To find the next gold dragon to save the world. Well, to save us at least.
Yeah.
And she's like, and she slaps her forehead. She says, "We got too close to a black hole." Or she says something like that, that you figured means black hole because you speak Atlantean now. and if Damon were here, he would tell you that when you're near a black hole, time is relative. Time slows down.
Which is why it's been 2,000 years or whatever.
For her, but it's been like 3-4 years for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she said, that's why the ship's damaged. Okay. This makes a lot of sense. But we, and then she starts rattling off really technical shit. Like, I need to go talk to the chief engineer whose name I don't have written in front of me. Because it's on the tablet, not my...
It's not Victor.
No, that was the...
Hilo.
I need to go talk to Hilo. I think I figured it out. We might be able to salvage this. If I know what caused the damage, we might be able to reverse it.
We just need a gravity mage.
Oh. Yeah, she walks up, gives you a kiss, and then runs. Like, just out of nowhere.
I'm going to be gone when you get back.
Thank you for letting me know.
Wait, what?
No, she just says, thank you for letting me know. That's all she just doesn't want to get left behind.
Fine.
If she knows where you are, or she knows that you said, hey,
you're coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Coming
back? She's good.
I'm going to go. Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
If I'm not back by tomorrow morning, list me as missing.
Would you like me to send, do you need backup?
Do you wish not you? Yet. I'm not sure what I'm walking into.
Where are you going?
Classified.
Jen is the one person
that is classified. Yeah.
She has a security rating that's above anyone.
Yeah.
There's one guy.
I'm going to go help Damon do something?
Oh, okay. That isn't a GPS coordinates or a location I can look up. Do you have this? Do you have the three words for that location? Mm. Does anyone know what that is?
What?
That's actually a real life thing. There's a coordinate system that uses, they call it the three words, and it'll give you a 3-meter by 3-meter box of where something is.
Oh.
It's better than GPS, better than latitude, longitude. And it covers everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look up like the three words, and you can look up like your front door or what it would be. It's kind of cool.
Oh.
Obviously, okay. Don't say it on the podcast, but because we're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, so he has information, or he has just received information of somebody who has been trying to find him or things he has. And I believe that we are going up to the asylum.
Okay, do you need backup?
I don't even know what's going to be there yet.
Well, okay, that doesn't...
It doesn't, yes, it does not preclude backup, but I don't think we need backup at this time. Although that may change.
Okay. Well, I mean, the least I can do is make sure we've got a CAPE team who's on duty.
That would work.
She says, okay, we've got other there's some kids, but they should be, well, if you guys can't handle it. She says, oh, it looks like the Wave and Steam and Betty we're gonna be on duty tonight. Hold on, they're on duty tonight, and she winks. You get the impression of like a wink.
You get an emote on your phone.
A winky face. Yeah.
Wait, I found the website. It's called the number 3words.com.
Yes, it's real.
And I looked up because it's me. It's Natalie. Of course, I would look this up. I looked up Walt Disney World, and it's. Recap wants forecaster as the three words.
Yeah, well, it's a different place in it. You tap a
there's,
spot.
There's all these squares, and then New York City was like, oh gosh, what was it again? It was like Apple something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because you can get a 3-meter by 3-meter box anywhere in the world. It's very cool.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who told me about what it is. Very cool.
That is not what it was before, but there you go.
So, you guys have you're going.
There you go.
You know where you know what your target is. What preparations do you want to make before you go?
Dad, can you cast Death Ward on all three of us, as many of us as you can?
I don't have it prepared.
Shit.
Wait, wizards don't get it. It's cleric only.
Right. Right. I have it prepared. I cast it myself.
He says, does anybody owe you any favors, maybe?
Yeah, a few favors with some higher-ups.
We burned them all.
We burned a lot.
No, we still have one from...
Claw.
Claw, we also have one from...
No, we burned that.
Nope.
Out of Antarctica.
That wasn't...
No, there was another one.
I was just calling him.
And didn't we have one from...
You said it was north and of... Riverside, right?
North and west. No, it's in Riverside City, but it's right. So, you know, there's the perfect, you know, dome or, you know, circle.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the big patch of green in the top left of the map. The asylum's in there. It's labeled Creepy Asylum on the map.
Okay.
I'm
not looking at that map.
He's looking at the three words.
Oh, it wouldn't.
I know. I'm making one. I'm picking a 3-word... phrase for it for you.
I don't need, please don't. Please don't.
Every single square in Riverside City needs now a 3-letter combination to describe.
Kill me.
What the hell was I saying? Now I can't remember. Whatever.
All right. So, I'm going to want some rope. Thin rope.
Like climber's rope?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Dick's Sporting Goods down the road.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll head over to Dick's and climbing gear.
Spend 50 or 60 bucks on
rope and climbing gear. God, and
you can fly.
You can fly.
Not for me.
No.
Tying up hostages. Speaking of that, do we got any of those power dampening cuffs?
You have one set.
No, we did not.
No, we don't have it anymore.
We used it before we went to the Twilight Realm, and we never got it back.
No, you don't have a set.
Yeah, because you said that it was, quote, unquote, too powerful, and you don't want us to have it anymore.
It was game-breaking.
Yeah.
At that time, it really was.
Especially because we got people that can easily do dexterity maneuvers to put things on.
Yeah, so you won't be able to get a set like that, but you can get a spray that it depowers somebody for like a minute.
Hmm. Okay.
How many charges does the spray have?
It's like little canisters, and it's like a.
So it's like the gas cans or whatever. So
I'm gonna give you a choice. You can get the big one. It's like a flamethrower. Put it on your back. It's huge. Basically lasts as long as you fucking pull the trigger. You know, like. Up to, like, let's say it can go a minute straight. Or you can get it's, like, pistol-sized, where you're going to get three shots, but it's, like, three cones. But you could carry that and, like, pull it out of your pocket, you know?
I got an idea.
I also want to hit a party city.
Why do you...
Oh, God.
I'm in.
I'm interested. What's going on? You piqued my interest.
I want... little rubber bouncy balls.
For why?
I want a whole bag of them.
Okay, I understand what
you're saying. I swear to God, if you put it in Bob, I swear to God, if you put it in Bob,
I'm going
to
lose it. Put it in Bob.
All right.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's part of a trap. Mm-hmm. He's building a trap.
Who, me?
This isn't Home Alone.
No,
he's channeling Fred.
This is some Home Alone-ass shit right
no,
here.
No, this is Mystery Inc. type shit.
True.
He's Fred. He loves his traps.
And they don't usually work.
Does that mean that one of
them is Skip
Shaggy and Scooby?
I would be Shaggy.
Mm-hmm.
You would be Scooby. Daphne.
Oh, God.
and Velma.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be Velma in this scenario. Scooby.
Yes.
Okay.
Shaggy and Scooby. I mean, it makes sense. Right. Come on.
And Earth's...
It's Fred.
Fred.
You're right. This is totally accurate. You guys are the fucking Mysteries Inc. crew. So you gender swap Velma.
But yeah, I figured I would have somebody who's fairly strong throw a handful down the corridors.
Oh, yeah.
To set anything off.
Oh, I might throw it too hard, though.
Okay. No.
I love this.
Like a... What do you mean, no? Oh, like you're getting a big box? Okay, I got it now. I understand now.
Yeah, I want to
take a handful all at once and just whip them as hard as you can and just...
And, Paul, I have a question.
She can throw those like a half a mile.
Yeah. That's definitely enough.
In a hallway.
And I'm going to teach her that do it like they do on subs when they have to repel boarders. You don't aim the shotgun down the corridor. You aim it at the floor.
Oh, okay.
Because it then ricochets all over.
It's really nasty.
Okay. Yeah. I have a question, Paul.
Yes.
Who of our many friends would be able to see, I don't know, like a firework shoot up from Asylum?
Like any super or any FSA member who's outside?
Nine.
We're letting Nine know that we're heading to the asylum.
She says, oh. Okay. Why?
That is because of a reverse scrying event. We found that somebody was spying on Demon. We've tracked them to the asylum. We are going to try and confront them before they disappear.
I also need, I'm going to get there before I forget. Roll perception for me, Rob.
I see nothing.
Okay, moving on.
Two plus... Two.
Rico, you can roll... Rico can roll with advantage because he saw it before.
Perception?
Yes.
Do I get anything?
No, you were there. Yes, you could roll. Actually, everyone can roll perception.
Do I get advantage?
No.
So that's not 18 plus 9. I think I see it.
19 plus 4 is 23.
Yeah, anybody who broke 20 is going to see it.
Oh. 18.
All right. You saw after the ritual, Merrick, Damon's dad, looks like a lot like an inch shorter and much less defined muscle tone. And he also looks more pale.
Do I think a lesser restoration might...
not a chance in hell.
Greater?
No. Permanent.
Yeah, he took a hit to
his
con.
He burned 2 points of con and 2 points of strength to do that. And not have it...
destroy him.
And not give your guys a position up. Like, he gave up a lot.
Thank you.
He wouldn't... He's already left the room.
I don't hear you. I don't know what you're talking about.
But back to what we were doing. So, Party City. Yes, you can get it. You can get...
it's just a cheapo little rubber...
Yeah. How many pounds of rubber balls would you like?
No, you know how they have like the little gumball machine filled with those rubber balls? He just takes the whole thing.
Hey, Bright Force, can you just do this?
He's doing it the cheaper way. Stop, I'm doing it the cheaper way. Just going
to... Go to Party City.
Party City and grab the...
So you take a trash bag and just weigh it. Yeah. You can get, let's say, 30 pounds of bouncy balls.
I don't need that many.
Do you know how much she can throw with one throw?
Yeah.
She has small hands.
No, she's got giant hands.
She's a dwarf.
She's not
a halfling. She's a dwarf.
She's a fucking greatsword. She's got big old, like, tough-ass hands, you know?
Okay. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, 10 to 15 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, she's throwing a pound per throw.
I will
15 pounds.
I will chuck these balls.
How many bouncy balls in 30 pounds?
Depends on how big they are.
Oh, wait. Never mind, it did not work. Mm. I saw the number that popped up. 30 pounds equals 480 ounces.
No,
assuming
shit.
Each super ball is
a half an ounce.
What is the weight of a bouncy ball? Of course, it gives me in grams. So
that's fine. How much grams?
164
grams.
Yep.
It's like half an
that's
ounce.
That's like a quarter pound. That's a big
ball.
You know, if they're more than.
Oh, God, everyone's looking up how much does a bouncy ball weigh. Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to derail it that bad.
Okay, a rubber ball has a mass of 0.08 kilograms.
Hi, listeners.
So 80 grams.
Yeah.
I've always been bad at math. I'm just letting them take over on this.
454 grams.
Oh, God.
The reason why I know that is I use it every day at work.
Yep.
All right, so you have a metric shitload of bouncy balls.
Fantastic. I'm going to check them.
Right.
And then we let 9 know. And then I say 9.
Calculator.
If you see in the direction of the asylum, you just see, you know, fireworks.
So we're probably
I'm dying or 9. Or
also look out for the daylight spell to appear suddenly.
Assume that we need help and come and bring like a cavalry.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you for letting me know.
I would like you to keep your eyes on the sky to make sure that you don't see fireworks.
I understand.
Okay, thank you.
You hear snoring sounds from her now?
No, she's just locked herself in her room, probably.
No. She's sitting on a roof as close to the asylum as possible.
There's miles between them.
Yeah, and how far do you think she can go?
She usually goes through power lines.
Yeah.
And there's no power to the thing for years, and the power lines have been cut. She says, give me like a half hour before you go. Just let me know.
I message you.
We're going to buy some... a long thing of copper wire.
Oh. That's... I don't think you'll find any long enough for what you're thinking, but...
Splice it together.
Get multiple. Are you kidding me? We're going to go to an Ace Hardware store, and we're going to buy copper wire.
Meanwhile, I'm buying... You know, Rico's buying a bunch of salt.
Fucking Sam and Dean this shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're getting rock salt.
I was going to say, go. Luna buys like...
Are you loading up your shotgun that you haven't used?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What would she buy?
Scatter blaster.
I'm applying it to my magic. Let's go.
Oh, God, I don't remember what it's called. I think it's like an EKG meter. It's like supposed to like show, like if there's
EMR.
No. Basically, ghost hunter stuff.
Ghost hunter materials.
There's one that like shows off like if there's like a spirit in the room or something like that.
Allison has one. She just loans it to you.
Thank you.
I need that back. They're expensive.
I promise I won't break it. Okay,
you,
bye.
You can afford to replace it if it breaks.
I wanted her to be like, wait, what do you mean you promise that you're not going to break it? Wait.
No, she knows. She knows you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys make your way. You guys give the half hour, and Nine says, all right, you're good.
So do I find enough?
Meanwhile, I'm just like, yo, I need to be able to see my target to telepathically link to them, don't I?
I get everyone.
She actually comes down when you're looking to your friend. She says, add me.
Okay.
She usually doesn't let you. Add me.
Okay, you're in.
All right, and then she says bye, and she just fucking zips into the floor and disappears.
So my plan with the copper wire is to give her access to our location.
And I understand.
Do a shortcut as much as like it can.
So you guys like go towards the edge of the forest. Like you make your way there.
I was gonna say maybe little headlights, like a little headlight, so everyone can see each other.
Like the minor lights.
Yeah, the minor lights.
Headlamp.
Yeah. You can get those.
Dink. I hand it. There you go.
I have see in dark vision.
So do you.
Art? We all have dark... No, he doesn't.
He has true sight from his
katana. True sight. Duh. Yeah, we all have dark vision. Wait, I'll wear
the katana.
We'll give it to Cece.
It has true sight. There he does go. Not. Does
we got
not
like a tiny one for Cece. A
little tiny one.
But you have dark
vision. She looks at a receipt.
Yeah, he has dark vision.
We don't need the flashlights at all.
No.
I have to go and return this to Ace Hardware later.
It didn't say it was on.
It's fine.
Though if you don't want disadvantage on perception, you have to have light. That's how dark vision works. Hmm. You can see. Oh, but
so now my fucking lights work, and she hands them back over.
I have a light power set. I can make light.
He is
and light. She puts it on him.
And no, she doesn't.
Yes, I do.
You're not tall enough.
I'm also stronger than you, and I will force you to put it on.
She holds you by your armor. This is where it goes, and she sucks it on your head, and then she goes the other.
And then I turn it on.
This is how that happens. And you're like, I'll just take it off when she's not looking. I'm not going to worry about it.
Hi.
You were being literally woman-handled.
Did you watch the first couple episodes of Ex Machina yet?
No.
Nope.
Damn it.
And so as you guys make it to the edge of the forest, you're kind of traipsing through the forest because you don't really want to fly in and be seen.
I'm just going to say this for Art. Ball tag? Yeah. The rules of ball tag are very convoluted.
So you're going to the edge of the forest, and then you hear like a ding, 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 ding.
Oh, all right.
And power sliding up towards you on a very fancy-looking dirt bike. Is I know it wouldn't make that noise,
because yeah, all electric.
Electric, you know. So you just hear, and then you hear a sliding noise as Nine is beside you with a dirt bike with a very very large gun on her back.
All right,
I want one of those.
Welcome to the party.
She says, "I won't be going inside."
Understandable,
but I don't need to with thermal vision.
Very true.
Let me guess. If there's like super Ruger Super Warhawk,
there's a movie. And there's a sniper, and okay. he has thermal vision, and they're like, God, I need you to take care of this. He says, here, God on target, God's on target, execute. Just guy
thank
just
you
blows
God.
Up. Thank you God. You've seen the movie?
No, but I've heard the comments before.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about decon. Yeah.
And then you see that she also has she also has like a mesh, like a metallic mesh. Like, it looks like a ladder, almost, but not.
Okay.
Like, it's...
Probably a quick stand.
Like a... kind of. It's like a foot wide, and then it looks like a super long roll that's kind of curled. And you guys, she, you know, kind of traipses through silent dirt bike with you. Or, no, she goes to the edge of the... You guys find her when you make your way up. And she has laid out... there's a couple big trees nearby it. She's, like...
She's made her post.
She's up 50 feet in a tree, scoped out at the top with a little like with a stand set up.
People and then, without perception just don't really see it, and then just kind of like.
Anybody, you weren't actively looking for it, so yeah. Anyone with less than a 20 passive perception just doesn't see it.
You can't make it a 19.
Okay, 19 then for funny.
Thank you.
And you see that there's the roll of mesh looks like it's like spooled to the bottom of the tree, and then there's a piece of paper that says roll this to the door.
All right.
And it rolls to the door. It looks like it would keep going, too. Like, not super far, but, like, down the first hallway.
I hook it up to the back of Luna's belt, so it just follows her.
It'll let you run out, but yeah.
Yeah.
And as you make, and you hear the sound of, like, an energy cell charging.
That makes sense.
Appreciate you, Nine.
She's we're mentally linked. She's going to have to shout it.
In the mind, it sounds like she was yelling, like, I appreciate you.
Hey. Yes, I understand. She's all business right now. She's business mode. And you get a little private message. Thank you. But it's private.
I just saw something I should ask for that he possibly has. Do wizards get passed without trace?
No.
Okay.
Druid and ranger.
Druid and ranger, that's and it.
Occasionally bard.
Doesn't and she have that?
And monk.
Doesn't mm-hmm. she have that?
Yes, she has that. Hmm? She's a ranger.
Yeah.
Pass without trace.
It has to be within 30 feet of her.
Oh, passive. So she can't just cast
her. It stays with her. Itself. That's what, that way you can't just have cast it in these fucking and 8 stealth missions.
Go.
Yeah. So she looks at you and she nods and says, I believe in you kids. You're going to be fine. And she sends that. And then she gets up and she's obviously like, not scared, but she's wary of this place. And as you guys approach the front door, you hear music. And on that eerie note, it's time to end. Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody.
Wait, one.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.